Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having us here. My name is Brian, and I'm a staff at Teen Challenge. Sometimes when I get up here, every time when I get up here, I'm never really sure what to say because I get really nervous. And I was trying to picture everyone in their underwear, but that's a bit inappropriate because it didn't make me any less nervous, and I was just picturing everyone in their underwear, so it didn't work. Anyways. There we go. Okay, so what can I tell you? Pastor Ryan alluded to it a bit already. Teen Challenge is usually a year-long program. Sometimes it gets extended a little bit, depending on circumstances. It can be a tough year on folks, though, because we come to Teen Challenge for change. And there's a lot of rules, structure, and discipline. But it's really what we believe and what I believe is that it's a personal relationship with Jesus that really transforms our lives. So rule, structure, and discipline can help. It can provide that structure for change, but it's the relationship with Christ that we really believe is the foundation for when we leave Teen Challenge and life comes at us when we don't have necessarily the structure and discipline that Teen Challenge provides. And that's been my experience as well, because I went through the program about 3 years ago, something like that. And the world does come at you. It comes at all of us, right? And Jesus really is that safe haven that also provided me with personal healing that other things in the world didn't provide. So we have 4 testimonies today where people will be able to share parts of their life with you. And it's interesting to see the change in individuals who come through as the year goes on. So I'm going to ask Jamea to come up and share her testimony with you. So Jamea has been at the Women's Center for
8 months
yes. Now, so I'll let her share a bit of her story with you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jamea Robbins. I am 20 years old and born and raised in Kelowna. I grew up in a Christian home. I went to church every Sunday. I went to Sunday school growing up, but I didn't have a relationship with God. I lacked an understanding on who He was, so I just stopped going to church at a young age. School was a challenge for me. I was bullied and teased. That just had a huge effect on my life. It brought in a lot of insecurities, and I just became a very shy little girl, and I just felt like I never fit in anywhere. So in school, I would see the popular kids smoking and everything, so I thought, oh, maybe I'll start smoking, and I'll be cool and everything. So, yeah, I met actually all my friends through smoking. Eventually, that introduced me to alcohol, and I got drunk first time when I was 14, and I remember loving it. Because I felt accepted, I was outgoing, and people were just talking to me, and I just became reliant on alcohol to cope with all my insecurities as a little child. When I was 15, I went to my first rave, and that's when I tried ecstasy, and after that, I was hooked. It completely took hold of my life. I started dipping into other drugs, just experimenting, and completely changed my personality. I just became a very angry person. I was stealing all the time. I was stealing to support my habit. I was lying to people, hurting my family. And then at the age 16, I overdosed from GHB, and I don't really remember what happened, but I woke up in the hospital, and I saw my family and friends just sitting over me crying, and I almost died that night, but the next night, I was out again doing the same thing, because that lifestyle just had such a hold on me. So for years, I was just living in guilt and shame and hopelessness, and just deceived by the world, running to drugs and alcohol to cope with life, and searching for acceptance in all the wrong areas. When I was 20, ended up overdosing again the second time. And I came to the realization that I needed help, and I was just such a mess, and I didn't see a future. I didn't have any goals, and my family and friends were so worried for me. And so then I heard about Teen Challenge, and I got accepted into the program July 21st. I've been here for 8 months sober, and it's just been an amazing journey with God. And yeah, it's a very difficult program to go through, but you know, God has been giving me strength each and every day, and honestly, I wouldn't have been able to do it without Him. He's just been there by my side every step of the way, and yeah, He's constantly just stripping layers from my life and stripping me clean, and I've recognized problems that I see in my life that I've never seen before, and it's just truly amazing how much He's teaching me. And now I know that He's always accepted me. He's always been with me through all the trials in my life, and I no longer feel the need to look to drugs and alcohol for acceptance, but through Jesus. And I have a different outlook on life now, and God's just been softening my heart. And He's given me a kind and gentle soul, where before I was just such an angry person, always hurting people. And I have a healthy relationship with my family, and I've been so blessed having the opportunity to see them here while I've been in the program, and I've restored a relationship with them. And above all, I know I was created for God's purpose, and I look forward to all that He has in store for me in the future with Him, and it's just going to be an amazing journey. And here's a scripture verse I just want to share. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, and a new life has begun. Thank you for letting me share.
Awesome. Thanks, Jamea. I'm glad to hear that things are going well in your life. Is this better? Sorry, we need to hold the microphone closer to our mouths. thanks for sharing, Jamea. So one of the ways that you can support us at Teen Challenge is you can sponsor a student. When I was a student, someone sponsored me, and what it did was it gave me encouragement and accountability that someone was willing to donate their time, their finances, and their prayer into my life. So you're welcome to have a look at some of the pamphlets that we have out back afterwards. And I think this week I'm going to start sponsoring a student as well as a way to give back or pay it forward to what people sowed into my life. So you can join me in that venture. I am going to ask now Clint to come up from the Men's Center and share a little bit about his testimony with you.
Good morning. Whew, I'm a little bit nervous. I was sitting at the breakfast table this morning, and Brian tells me I'm coming up. So here I am. My name is Clint. I grew up in a small town up north in 100 Mile House. I come from a pretty good family. One brother, one sister, family that taught me good morals, work ethic, that kind of stuff. But no Christian background whatsoever in my life. But growing up, I didn't know right from wrong, but I was a pretty rambunctious kid. And, at an early age, starting to get into a little bit of trouble. So basically, when I entered grade 8 high school, just introduced to the world of drugs and alcohol and that kind of stuff. And so from an early age, I was smoking pot. In grade 9, I was growing pot. By grade 10, I was introduced to cocaine. And I was just kind of on that level, and it was progressing year by year. And kind of what I was feeling inside is even though I came from a good family and a good background, there was something missing, something that I wasn't comfortable with who I was, or I can't even necessarily put it into words, but it always made me try to put myself in front of people being a little bit more than I actually was. And that just led me down the road to make decisions that drastically affected my life for the rest of my life up until this day. The people that kind of introduced that whole cocaine aspect to me just led me down other roads. And I sought after easy money, I sought after popularity, and kind of what you see on TV, that kind of stuff. And so I managed to graduate high school, but I was on a very steep downward spiral. And that's when my family really kind of got together and realized that there was something going on with me. I had a grandmother who was a Christian, and that is that's probably why I'm still here today, is because she never gave up on me, and she continued to pray for me. And at that point in time in my life, in my early 20s, I was very anti-God, and I wanted nothing to do with it, and if you were to speak to me about it, I'd let you have it. I was pretty verbally abusive. I came from that area where I had to stand up for what I believed, and I had to make sure that you knew what I was talking about. And even though those kind of things happened within my family and that aggressiveness and whatnot, I had family that just continually stood by me and continually supported me and loved on me, even though at that point I didn't feel that I deserved to be loved. In my early 20s went through, I got introduced obviously to like harder drugs, crack cocaine, heroin, etc. And I went from a place of making lots of money, etc., to a place of having nothing. And I've spent my time on Hastings. I've spent my time in some pretty deep and dark places, places where I wouldn't wish upon my worst enemy. And I was lost. I was hopeless. I was alone. I cannot tell you the feeling of loneliness. But even though you have people that love you and are around you, just this emptiness that was inside. It was a longing within me that I didn't know what I was longing for, but there was something else out there. Through the prayer and persistency of my grandmother, I ended up coming to meet the Lord in 2004. In one night, there was nothing that anybody could tell me that contradicted what was in this book. There was nothing that anybody could tell me that what was in this book was not real, was not true. I don't know how it happened, and I don't know why it happened, but it happened. And at that moment, I knew that I had a Savior, and I knew that I had someone who loved me and wanted me to do more than I was doing for myself at that point. When I came to God in 2004, my mother came to the Lord, my brother came to the Lord, my sister came to the Lord. My dad is not quite there, but he's on that fence. He's actually partaking in church with my mom and stuff now, but he's coming. However, just because I knew what was in this book, and just because I knew that somebody was there and that loved me, and that there was a person who died on the cross and paid for all that hurt and that pain that I had felt, I wasn't willing to let go of a lot of things in my life. So for a lot of years, I walked the walk, I talked the talk, and I can make you believe that I was doing really well. But inside, I was in pain. I still was lonely. I wasn't willing to give up money. I wasn't willing to give up lust of the world, basically. And I realized that I could sit in a pew and I could pray a good prayer. But that was it. That was all I was doing. Did that really make me a Christian? Did that really make me a follower of Christ? I don't know. But for me, I felt something wasn't right. So through a lot of heartache and a lot of pain, I got married. I have two children. I've now divorced. It's been a rough, I guess, 11 years now. But through all that pain and through all that struggle, God has been with me, and God has continued to bless me when I did not deserve to be blessed. He has continued to show his favor upon me when I did not deserve that favor. This last couple of years has been a little bit hard for me. I went through the program a few years ago. I graduated that program. I came over to the Yarrow Center, and I worked there for about a year. But still holding on to some stuff. Still not. I went through the program, I don't even think really knowing what a real relationship was with God yet. And after leaving the center about a year and a half ago, I went out back on my own to try to make money, etc. Not necessarily through the old ways, but through work. I've got a good background and a good trade, I guess you can say. But my kids live in Prince Edward Island, and that's been really tearing me apart this last little while. And what I lacked was putting my faith in God, that he can take care of what I need and he can make a way for me to be with my kids again, and that he can provide the finances, just all that stuff. And there was this thing inside of me, which is like the control and pride thing, that I got to do it on my own and I got to figure out my own way to do it. And he allowed me to go through some bumps in the road again this last year and a half, and to show me that it's not all about me. It's not all about my kids. It's about him. And when I put my trust in him and I follow him, he'll take care of those needs that I need. And so I'm here. I'm back at Teen Challenge. Last couple months before I showed up here, it was really hard. My pride was in the way, and I didn't want to show my face. I felt guilty. I felt shame. But I made it back to the doors. Again, this is the prayer and consistency of my mother and my grandmother now, family members who stood by me continuously and did not turn their back on me. So I just say to any of you, if you have people out there in your lives or in your workforce, in your surroundings that are struggling, you do not give up. And you continue to be persistent on loving them. Because, I mean, love, man, it takes the cake. I'm standing here. I'm alive. I'm healthy. I should not be. I should not be. A verse that was, just one sec. A verse that was given to me the night that I gave my heart to the Lord is Jeremiah 29, 11 and 12. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me earnestly, you will find me when you seek me." And I've thought about that scripture a lot over my years as being a Christian, but I think it scared me because I was afraid of what I might have to do or where I might have to go. Am I going to like be a missionary and get sent away from my family? You know, just stuff like that, right? And now I'm looking at that scripture and I'm trusting in it and I'm excited about it and I'm looking forward to my future. Not the future that I'm going to create for myself, but the future that the Lord's going to create for me. And I trust in him that he's going to bring all these missing pieces that are in my life back together. And at Teen Challenge, this is a place where I'm able to do that, where there's structure back in my life. I had no structure. I had no discipline. I had none of that. I did what I wanted to do, when I wanted to do it, how I wanted to do it. Now Brian tells me how to do it. And it's good. It's what I need. And I can't say enough, like the gratitude I have for the staff and the students that are at Teen Challenge. And just everything is just, it's a home where, yeah, we're going to rub and butt some heads, but I mean, we're going to work through our issues, we're going to work through our problems, and we're going to ask the guidance of the Lord. And there's a place where we're surrounded by consistent prayer and consistent people who love on us and come and share a meal with us and just pray for us. So, I mean, like, the number one thing that I would ask from you is a consistent prayer. Just pray for us. Pray for the men. Pray for the women. Just show your love in that quiet time at home when you're talking with God. And it's amazing at what those things do and what the freedom that can be given through those prayers to someone that you don't know. So thank you for your time. Really appreciate it. Be blessed.
Thanks, Clint. So, yeah, a few things. God has plans for your life, and he pays attention to the details of your life. He hears your prayer, and don't discount the influence that your life has on someone else's. Love that you give people, compassion that you show people, and prayers that you say for people really can make a difference in people's lives. Jill, are you ready? Okay. Jill's going to share her testimony.
My name's Jill. I'm 32 years old, born and raised in Medicine Hat, Alberta. I wasn't raised in a Christian home. I always believed there was a God, but just didn't have a personal relationship with him. Didn't really know you could have a personal relationship with him. Grade school was difficult for me. I kind of had a difficulty learning. Like, just things came harder for me. Got bullied. I was super shy. So, I just guess had a lot of peer pressure in my life at an early age. And kind of found my acceptance through personal appearance, like, you know, through beauty, stuff like that. Started getting attention from men at an early age, and I guess I kind of found confidence in that. Started sleeping around at a very young age, and just, you know, thought that was bringing me happiness, but it really wasn't. Just before I turned 18, at a young age, I started drinking, smoking weed, and then that shortly turned into cocaine. I met a guy quite a bit older, and he gave me a gram of cocaine on my 18th birthday that I could go share with all my friends, and that was pretty awful. I had pretty bad effects from that. I used to have seizures a lot. I used to, like, not know what happened. I would just drop, and I one time woke up, and I was driving someone else's vehicle, and when I woke up, I was in the side of somebody's house. I went through a major intersection. It was a school zone. It was afternoon. I could have killed somebody. I could have killed myself. I could have killed a child. At that point, I kind of realized I needed help, and I went to a place in Calgary. It was a 28-day program. I didn't know what rehab was at that point, but it gave me, you know, it kind of opened my eyes that, you know, I was heading down a wrong path, but it, you know, I didn't do any follow-up on that, so it didn't take long after. I think I stayed sober for a couple months after, but it didn't take long until I thought I could drink again, which started leading to drugs again, which led to eventually crack cocaine. And, like, I thought cocaine was bad, but this stuff just absolutely destroyed my life. It destroyed my personality, what I did to people, manipulating people, lying, stealing. So I got into another relationship, and shortly after, we were both pretty much at our rock bottom when we met. Shortly after, I found out that I was pregnant. I used to see girls. I used to party with a lot of girls that I would see them using while they were pregnant, and I just couldn't believe, like, how somebody could do that. But I wasn't able to stay sober during my pregnancy. I was in a very, very toxic relationship, a lot of arguing, fighting. Drugs were around me all the time, and I wasn't able to stay sober while I was pregnant. When I went into premature labor, I had my daughter 6 weeks early, and she was born with cocaine in her system. Really scary time. I was able to bring her home from the hospital. She was supposed to be in the hospital for 2 months, and she was only in there for 2 weeks. I got my life together after that. Here and there, I probably sobered up for about 3 months, but it didn't take long again for my addiction to pick up. So basically, off and on for the last, I don't know, year or so, my daughter is going to be turning 4 in May. She is beautiful and healthy, and after she was born, her dad went to jail for a year, and I guess that's really when I went off the deep end. I really, really struggled after that. But he got saved in jail and got out, and she's with him now. He has been a huge support of me coming here and getting clean, and so that really helps. I've always had a lot of support in my life to help me, and I think that's why I'm where I am today. Okay, so I came to Teen Challenge in September, 29th of September. I have never made it past 3 months sober, I don't think, since I was probably 17 years old. I am now almost 6 months sober. God has been teaching me a lot. I'm a new creation. My past is my past. I'm a daughter of the King. You know, dealing with root issues, where everything started from. You know, you can sober up, but until you really realize or figure out where it came from, in my personal experience, you're never going to get better until you find out where those issues are coming from. I'm understanding now what it means to be a Christian. Nothing in life will ever matter unless it's about loving God and loving the person God has made. I have trust in God and faith in God. I'm learning integrity. A verse that really stood out for me that I read the first day I came to Teen Challenge was from Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And a quote, the power of God can turn a heart from evil and the power of sin. The love of God can change a life and make it new and cleansed within. So I'm just really proud to be here, and I have a lot of, just love and support from the girls at Teen Challenge, and the staff's amazing. And I would recommend this program to anybody if you know anybody that's struggling with any kind of addiction. Yeah, thanks for letting me share.
Awesome. That was really great, Jill. I'm amazed at people's testimonies. I'm amazed at the Lord's work in their lives. And it's true. Your past is your past, and we're all sons and daughters of the King. I'm always amazed at God's faithfulness and his grace and mercy when we don't deserve it. It's amazing. A golf tournament's coming up this summer. I feel like a salesman, but I'm not a really good one. Anyways. There's a golf tournament coming up this summer, so I'm just going to say a couple of things about it. This is a really popular tournament. People have a lot of fun at this tournament. It's July 21st, and it's a charity golf tournament, so there is a tax receipt attached to it. Hint, hint. So we have pamphlets that we'll keep at the back. And we'll stick around for a bit when we're finished today, so come and say hi, get to know us a little bit better, and if you have questions, we'll answer them the best we can. I'm going to call James up to do a testimony now.
How's everyone doing? Yeah, I guess the Lord just kind of put it on my heart. It's not in the Bible anywhere, but in my own personal experience, I found that God can only be as effective as our obedience to him is. And something I've been struggling the last 6 months in relationship with the Lord is a lot of the times we expect God to do something, and we aren't willing to be obedient to him. So don't know where that came from, but yeah. Verse that has been speaking to me a lot lately is in Romans chapter 8. And it's amazing how this is written by Paul thousands of years ago, and or maybe not thousands, but a long time ago. And it's completely the same today as it was for him. When I came to the Lord, this was exactly what happened. For you did not receive the spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you receive the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. And that was one of the first things that God laid on my heart coming to him, is that we're the son of God. So, yeah. Wrote my testimony out this time so I don't miss too much. My name is James Paul Clausen. I'm turning 24 next month, and I've lived in St. Catharines, Ontario most of all my life. I was born into an incredible Mennonite Christian family where I find myself being the only family member, and by only I mean like literally the only one, on both sides of the family running from God. So I was just surrounded by people walking by faith my whole life, and was totally black sheeping around, I guess. Growing up, I found myself torn between two characters, two completely separate lifestyles, and two different personalities. One person was getting kicked out of my Christian high school and smoking weed, partying on weekends, and gaining as many new friends as I was losing girlfriends. The other James would hide secrets while going to church with his family. I would go on missions trips to New Orleans for hurricane relief, working at a Christian summer camp as a videographer, and I got baptized at the age of 16. As you could imagine, juggling both acts throughout my high school years, I developed a consistency in lying. I would be lying to my family about my friendship lifestyle, and I'd be lying to my friends about my family life. I see now that lying was the gateway that the accuser used to separate me from Jesus and from really getting to know who God was. After high school, I went to film school in Toronto and had officially shut God out of my life. There's no church, was finally free from living at home, it felt like. And yeah, in 1 year of college, so I turned to drugs, just partying drugs and drinking, sleeping with women, and this introduction to partying set the course for the next 5 years of my life. I had spent 2 years living in Fernie, BC, out in the Kootenays, and I was working for the ski resort, was their videographer there as well, and just started experimenting with psychedelic drugs and just hanging out with the wrong crowd. After returning to St. Catharines to build homes with my dad and continuing my film business that I started, I found myself completely addicted to the party lifestyle and quickly found cocaine. So to follow up with my addiction to cocaine, I was addicted to gambling, lying, stealing, and smoking weed was still a daily thing. So fast forward 2 years, I hit rock bottom and found that God was that rock waiting for me to hit him and feel him for the first time. I confessed to my family that I had fallen into addiction and couldn't help myself. So actually, side note, at that time I started. My parents gave me an option. They said, you either go to rehab or you get a counselor. And I said, as long as the counselor is not Christian, then I'll take up the counselor. Because at the time, I thought it was, how did I explain to my mom? There's an issue with me, not with God. Something like that. And so found out quickly that wasn't working. My mom found Teen Challenge in London, Ontario, that Ryan is speaking of, and I actually applied to it. I got accepted, but just couldn't commit until about 8 months later. I spoke to my sister and my brother-in-law short after their wedding. I went up to his family's cottage, and with a sober mind, I was convinced to apply to Teen Challenge in Calgary. Actually, at the time, I got a job in Calgary to build houses out there, and was another method for me to run away from my problems. But God, I guess, kind of used that to show me that there's a Teen Challenge in Calgary. So I applied, but they didn't have a bed for me at the time for 4 months. But they directed me to the Chilliwack Center. So the Holy Spirit came to me the night I got back from the cottage and prayed through me. Like my hands were in the air, it was raining out. I was speaking, but I was not thinking like I am now speaking. It was totally Holy Spirit moving through me. And it was a prayer of healing and direction. Within a week, I was on a plane to Chilliwack, and in my 6 months of sobriety here at Teen Challenge, I experienced Jesus in the most incredible ways. I finally understood that God wants a relationship with me. I've officially laid down my life and have been born again, a new creation, knowing that I'm a son of the Most High and that my life, my past, and my destiny were all bought for a price. I know that Jesus walked with me in all my brokenness so that I would be able to relate and understand him so clearly. And just know that there's nothing that I went through. There's nothing that any of us that there's nothing that we can go through that God that Jesus didn't experience himself. And so yeah, help me understand him so clearly and know that just like Jesus, I can overcome the sufferings, the sin, and the addictions by laying it all at the cross and trusting fully in the power and the love of God. My identity has been transformed by each and every piece of evidence that I find out about my Maker. So like as I'm reading through the Bible, I find that I'm learning about God, but in the end, he's showing me who I am through that. And God has called me into ministry to help fascinate others into a life with Jesus. I'm applying to Hillsong Bible School in Sydney, Australia for video production. Really looking forward to that. And after continuing in obedience to God and staying the course of the year, which is easy to jump the gun and the spirit of anxiousness is always creeping on me at the house but God has made it clear to me that he wants me to stay the course and finish the program. There's a lot going on there, a lot of good stuff. And my encouragement to the church would probably be the exact same as Clint's. Never stop praying for your loved ones, like ever. My family has spent over 10 years praying for me, and God is faithful. He will answer. Lastly, I am so thankful for the ministry of TC. This is a contagious worldwide program that is restoring lives and bringing salvation to thousands of people today. It would not be possible without the donors and just the prayer that's going on. And yeah, God continues to provide, so all glory to him. Thank you.
Well, I have to say I'm feeling way better, so you can all put your clothes back on in my head now. So thanks for having us today. Thanks for listening. And I'm going to pass you back over to someone. And we're sticking around for a bit, so come and say hi.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brian. Can we show our appreciation to Teen Challenge? Thank you so much for your stories. God's not done with you yet. He's not done with us. And thank you for that reminder. I want to invite the worship team to come back, as it looks like they're already on the ball there. That's great. For those of you who are on the prayer team, can I just invite you to stand and come forward to the front pew this morning? I just want to let you know, maybe perhaps you heard something from one of the testimonies and it struck a chord in your heart. Maybe you are struggling with an addiction yourself or a conflict in your life, and God's been speaking to you through perhaps some of the testimonies. And if you would like prayer, there's a prayer team to my right, your left. They'd be glad to pray with you during this final song, or you can come up at the end of the service and have someone pray with you. Or maybe you have really any prayer need at all. Maybe you have, there's a relational conflict going on in your life, as I prayed about earlier on. maybe the Lord wants to help you through that situation. So if that's you and you need prayer, I want to invite you and encourage you to come forward this morning. And I'm just going to close in prayer and pass it over to the worship team. Lord, thank you so much again for today. Thank you for Teen Challenge. Thank you for how you're working in their lives of the people who shared. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you don't give up on us. Mm-hmm. Lord, when others give up on us, you don't. Lord, you're so faithful, you're so good, you're so gracious, you're so merciful to us, we don't deserve it. And so, Lord, we thank you for getting a taste of and a reminder of how good of a God you are. We thank you and we praise you. We pray all these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.